Thank you for calling. This is Ken.
Oh, hi, Ken. I'm looking for Michael.
Okay, sir.
Michael Johnson. Yeah, it's Mark Stroll.
Okay, sir. Let me connect you to him. Just give me a second.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you for calling. This is Michael.
Yeah, hi, Michael.
Yes.
Oh, hi, Michael. Mark Stroll. How are you?
Hello. I'm Mr. Stroll. How are you? I was just about to call
good,
you
good.
At 7:05 there, I believe.
Sorry, 7:05, yeah.
Yes,
sir.
So we are in the Pacific, actually. That's right. So, yes, Mr. Stroll. So I believe we were speaking on the project regarding the issues we were facing. So what happened? Like, did you complain or something?
No. Let me explain you where I'm at.
Yeah.
So let me just pull it up. Give me 1 second.
Mm-hmm. Because I received a message from the finance. So we refunded you. That's not the problem. Because
let's concentrate on the important things. So let me just explain you where I'm coming from.
Mm-hmm.
And then we can figure out how to proceed forward. How
of course.
Fast. So where is it? So I initially started off with my conversation with Justin Wilson, and Justin worked for Wikiscribes, and he sold me a package, and the package was, a free lifetime maintenance profile with Wiki, the Wiki file, Wikipedia. I'm just reading the profile creation.
Mm-hmm.
The research and development, the lifetime free maintenance, the 100% money back guarantee, dedicated project manager, and 100% ghost written. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So now I had also sent, and I'll send it to you just to show you. I'll send it to you now. I sent him over the profile of somebody that I knew that was on Wiki.
Mm-hmm.
And I knew that their profile was very strong because I'm going to send it to you now, Wikipedia. Hold on. Oop. So I basically – hold on, let me just – Michael Wild.
Yeah, I sent you a message on 27th with the initial draft and the assessment report and everything.
Yeah. I'm getting there. Okay. So, here, I just sent you over a Wikipedia. And this is one of a guy named Michael Wiles. Michael is a contemporary of mine. Now, look, there's no question. Michael's an attorney. I'm a CPA. He, he has worked on some extremely high-profile cases. He has a lot of background cases, a lot of famous cases, and he's also the mayor of Englewood, New Jersey. So he's handled a lot of very famous people. He has a list on his website.
Yeah, that
right, exactly. So when I first spoke with Justin, so a while back, I had also sent Justin over, and I'll send it to you, the fact that I think in 2016, we started off with somebody who tried to do a Wikipedia,
mm-hmm.
And it was not very successful. I'll send it to you. I think I sent it to you already. And what happened is, here, I'll just send it to you. Just give me 1 sec. Where is it? It starts off.
You can tell me the name of the publication. We already must have covered that on the research.
Well, I'll just send it to you. Because it's right here. I have it right here. Here it is. So, they started off, and I just sent it to you now. And they couldn't get it off the ground because it wasn't rich enough in content. So Wikipedia never accepted it. So when I first started working with Justin, I had a conversation with him, and I said, you're going to work with me to build the profile to get it to the point where it's going to be listed on Wikipedia. No problem, no problem. And that package was the package I signed up for. So then I got – so I knew there was going to be a lot of work that had to be done, right?
Of course.
So then I got your email on September 27th. So let's read it together. So you went ahead and you sent me over the wiki drafts, okay? By the way, you accidentally sent me the draft of somebody else, somebody named where is it? Just to let you know, you sent me also the draft for, where is it? Just give me a second. Here. You sent me a draft for also somebody named Jill Cody, just to let you know, okay?
Yeah, that must be one,
so,
one of our clients, yeah.
Yeah, no problem. I just want to let you know in case she says anything to you. So you sent me over a preliminary draft profile, and you also went on to say, I'll read it, my team evaluated the sources that were online, and they mentioned the most articles that you have online are weak. Press releases are weak sources, press releases, blogs, and self-published sources which are not accepted by Wikipedia guidelines and policy for direct sources, but we can use some of them on your profile as secondary sources. There was a credible article about you located at, and there was one. Oh, I see. It's like Jill. Oh, I think you have the wrong one here. Hold on. So I was reading the one for Jill Cody. My apologies. So you just said that there's articles online that are weak. Same thing. Okay. And you are eligible for a Wikipedia profile. But I lack the online notability a little per Wikipedia verifiability and notability guidelines. And you listed the guidelines.
Mm-hmm.
And then you went on to say, ask for my research. My team recommends you should create at least 10 to 15 mid-tier articles or four to five top-tier articles as credible sources to add them as citations. If you will create such a publication, it will definitely get a page live and sustained on Wikipedia without any hassles. Okay, so you seem to indicate in your email where you say that my research team recommends you should create, and then you went on to say if you will create such publications. So who is creating these publications? Me? Or you, because I was under the impression that I would pay a fee and you guys would handle everything.
Well, sir, as far as you have gone through, actually gave me an idea what you've came through and realized about the project, right? So as far as, like, for the publications part, if you ask me the question, the main question is that. So basically, the team recommended these sources that needs to be created. As far as the draft, we submitted a copy to the Wikipedia moderators that we work with that actually give us the guidelines and tell us how to abide by the policy. So they looked into your profile. So they mentioned that as far as the coverage is concerned, you need to create some additional sources about yourself.
No, I read all that.
Yeah.
But who's going to actually do the creation,
so
you
that
or me?
The question is to you, sir. Do you have anyone who works on this?
No. So my understanding, and that's why we're having the call. This is the basis for the call, okay? So my understanding was when I signed up, okay, Justin said to me, we will create and get you online on a Wikipedia profile, no problem. I said, is that an all-inclusive package that is part of this to get me my profile up? Yes. So I understand I'm busy.
Like, my question to you, like, is that we can create this for you as well, but obviously, sir, that is not covered in 799. If you ask me if we're going to create that for you, sir, obviously we cannot. We submit pages on Wikipedia. The publications are done through independent agencies who cover your profile. Like if you say you cannot do it, but obviously if we do a research and we did about your profile, is that we were able to gather information about you, right?
So, Michael, the reason why I say that is because I would have thought that before Justin went ahead and offered me the package, he did the research and decided that for $7.99, he would be able to put a Wikipedia profile up on my behalf. It does say that it is 100% ghostwritten, meaning that I was under the impression that you guys would be doing the work to get the profile up.
Well, sir, we are going to
let
work
me also
on
let,
it.
Yeah, but let me also make a couple other glaring omissions. Okay, so if you go to the website protaxconsulting.com, and I assume you visited the website, that's the website of my company, okay? You will notice, if you want to go there, you can go there now, protaxconsulting.com, okay? You will notice that if you go all the way down on the homepage, publications, that there are a bunch of publications that are going around on a carousel that were all in Thomson Reuters publications. Mm-hmm. I wrote them all. They're all there. Do you see them?
Yes,
Practical
sir.
Tax Strategies.
But these are done by you, right, these publications?
Yes. Yes.
So we want publications about you, sir, not – you know, done by you. It should be about you.
Okay, well, so I don't have any of that. I have publications
but
I've done. I also
you
have...
You do have it, by the way. If you pull up the research file that I've sent you on the 27th, there's a document there, right, where we evaluated everything published about you, not just on your website, but on different platforms, right? You have publications.
Okay, so which file should I open?
You should open the file. If you go on the 27th, the message that I sent you the draft on, there will be an attachment there under it, a text file.
A text file. Okay, yeah, I see it.
Yeah, you open that up.
I'm opening it now. I'm opening it now.
You can see that these are the publications
I don't see anything in here. It looks like it's completely blank. Where do I go next?
Click on it. It will open up, sir.
I did. So I'm in it now. So what should I hold on. Oh, I see. I click here. Okay. So external links, subscriptions required.
So
weak links.
The assessment of your online presence. Like how many publications are about you or about the work that you do or a company that you have created. Everything is there. And you can see external links comprises of social media accounts and your own website, correct?
Well, tell me if I'm looking at the right one. External links, subscriptions required, weak links, and then at the bottom, 404. Am I in the right place?
Yeah, that's the right place you are.
Okay. So where are there articles here that are written about me?
Yes.
I don't see
They mention about you and the work that you do. Anything that comes up under your name.
Okay, so then that's fine. So, but I'm still not clear. So you want 10 to 15 mid-tier articles or 4 to 5 top-tier articles?
From the Wikipedia community and the research team. We submitted your profile to them. They looked into it, and this is their feedback that you should create at least 10 to 15 mid-tiers, you know, articles comprising of your information. Obviously, we are creating a biography, a profile about you. So we need to have as much information as there should be out there to meet the notability guidelines. So the recommendation is 10 to 15 mid-tier. These are like mid-tier sources, not that great. But obviously it will suffice, or you can go with 4 to 5 top-tier publications. There are newspapers, magazines.
Right, and you can't find anything